Agatha was truly the most awful woman I have ever known, and I thank the good Lord every day for erasing her from my life. Still, my sweet mother honestly believed that poor single Carrot was tainted with the DNA of my ex-mother-in-law's black heart. In the Low Country, we believed such things, or at least considered them. Maybe it was cursed. Anyway, Agatha, sure enough, ruined my marriage with all her meddling and second-guessing. That much was certain. But she didn't ruin my life. I was made of stronger stuff than she could ever imagine. I tied a bow around Duggan's big fat head and sent him right back up the highway, home to her apron strings in Raleigh, North Carolina. Due to his family's lack of interest, I raised our son, Fred, here on the farm in my parents' house. It wasn't the worst thing for him, or for me. I never heard a word from Duggan again, or his mother. When Fred went to college at Clemson, so did I. He became a CPA, and I earned a degree in agribusiness. Fred's now a young man, ready to propose marriage to the love of his life, Shelby Cambria. He would seal the deal with that diamond, his family's heirloom. What's my future daughter-in-law like? Let's just say I had more reservations.